We're on the record in 824 CR 18, United States of America versus Amag Carney. Will the attorney for the government please enter their appearance for the record?
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Sean Lynch appearing on behalf of the United States.
Now, sir, you do have the right to be represented by an attorney at all stages of the proceedings, and if you cannot afford an attorney, I would appoint one to represent you upon a showing of your financial condition. I have reviewed your financial affidavit as well as the information that was provided in the pretrial services report, which is document number 11 in the defendant's file. And I just want to talk to you about one of the assets. It appears that you either have a home or an apartment complex or something that's worth about $100,000. Is that right?
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay. And are there any liens on that property?
There is. It would be, if we were to sell the asset and clear the lien, I would receive about $100,000 of the proceeds.
Okay, so you would receive $100,000.
Yes.
Because my concern about that is that it appears that you may have assets in order to be able to hire an attorney or to get a loan against in order to have funds to pay for a lawyer. So is there a reason that you can't get a loan against that property or sell it?
The asset already has a loan against it, ma'am, so I can't get another loan against it.
All right, so you would have to sell it in order, okay. And obviously that may not be able to be done in short order. So for purposes of, well, I am going to appoint the public defender to represent you because I think short of that you don't have funds in order to do it. But that will be subject to paying back any funds. In regards to the representation of the public defender's office, and then you can talk to your lawyer more about that as far as proceeding in that way. So I will appoint the public defender today with that restriction. If you'll please enter your appearance for the record.
Thank you, Judge Kelly Steenbach, Assistant Public Defender, on behalf of Mr. Carney.
All right. Now, sir, I must advise you that you're not required to make any statements, but if you do, any statements you make can be used at this hearing and elsewhere. Now, you are here because an indictment has been returned naming you. I'm now going to ask counsel for the government to set forth on the record the contents of the indictment and also inform you of the possible penalties to which you would face if convicted of the count within the indictment. Mr. Lynch?
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Carney, the grand jury has returned a one-count indictment charging you with false bankruptcy declaration in violation of Title 18, United States Code, Section 152, Subsection 3. The maximum possible punishment you face if you were to be convicted of this offense is 5 years imprisonment, a $250,000 fine, both such fine and imprisonment, a 3-year term of supervised release, and a $100 special assessment. Sir, do you understand what you were charged with and the maximum possible punishment you face if you were to be convicted of this offense?
Yes.
Have you received a copy of the indictment prior to today's hearing?
Yes, Your Honor. We have a copy of the indictment. We'd waive formal reading. We'd ask the court to enter a plea of not guilty.
Not guilty plea will be entered. Are you asking for Rule 16 discovery except for the additional expert disclosures at this time?
Yes, Your Honor.
And is the government asking for reciprocal discovery with that same stipulation?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Both those requests will be granted. Can the government have Rule 16 discovery on before February 20th?
Yes, Your Honor.
And as required by Rule 5F, the Rules of Criminal Procedure, the United States is ordered to disclose all exculpatory evidence to the defendant pursuant to Brady versus Maryland and its progeny. Not doing so in a timely manner may result in consequences, including but not limited to exclusion of evidence, adverse jury instructions, dismissal of charges, contempt proceedings, or sanctions by the court. Can the defendant have on file any pretrial motions on or before March 4th?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'll sign an order progressing this criminal case, which is assigned to Judge Bisher and Judge Nelson as the magistrate judge. Prior to today's hearing, I did receive and I'll take judicial notice of the pretrial services report, which is document number 11 in the defendant's file. What is the government's position in regards to the issue of detention?
Your Honor, the government is not seeking detention, and I have just one comment about the proposed conditions of release.
All right, go ahead.
Your Honor, in the pretrial services report, there's a proposed condition marked F, obtain no passport and surrender any passport. It's my understanding that Mr. Carney is representing that he's lost his passport. I have spoken with the FBI, and there are appropriate measures that they have taken to prevent any international travel.
Okay. Ms. Steenbach?
We've reviewed that, and that is a condition we agreed to. If the passport services surfaces, we'll obviously surrender that to pretrial services.
All right. And so I am going to leave that condition as it states just for that reason. And then, but it is good to know that the FBI has done that. So, all right, Christy. So, sir, I'm going to go over these conditions with you. I am going to release you. If you have any questions, concerns, don't understand something, please stop me because there are some pretty severe penalties and sanctions if you don't comply. You must not commit any offense in violation of federal, state, or local law while on release in this case. You must cooperate with collection of a DNA sample if that's required by law. You must immediately advise the court, defense counsel, and the U.S. attorney in writing before any change in address and telephone number. And you must appear at all proceedings as required, must surrender for service of any sentence imposed as directed. Do you understand those conditions?
Yes, I do.
All right. And then the specific conditions to you are that you must truthfully report to the United States Probation and Pretrial Service Office as directed and comply with their directions. You must maintain or actively seek employment. You cannot obtain a passport. If you have one, you do need to surrender that to the U.S. Pretrial Service Office. It's my understanding that it's lost. But if you do find it, come across it, you need to make sure that you turn that over. You cannot leave the District of Kansas except to travel to Nebraska for court-related appointments unless pre-approved by your supervising officer or the court. You must avoid all contact, direct or indirectly, with any persons who are or may become a victim or potential witness in the subject investigation or prosecution. You cannot possess a firearm, destructive device, or other dangerous weapon. You must refrain from any excessive use of alcohol. And you must report as soon as possible to the supervising officer any contact with law enforcement personnel, including but not limited to any arrest, questioning, or traffic stop. So if you get pulled over by law enforcement for speeding or something and don't receive a ticket, you still have to let pretrial know that, okay? And you must submit to a search of your person, place of residence, or vehicle upon request of law enforcement or pretrial services. Do you understand all of those conditions?
Yes, I do.
Any questions about any of those?
No.
All right. The next section is the penalties and sanctions section. Ms. Steenbach, did you have an opportunity to go over that with him?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
All right. Do you need me to go over that again with you?
No, Judge.
All right. Will you please raise your right hand and be sworn by the courtroom deputy?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right. Just a minute. I'm going to have you sign this document. You will be signing it under oath and acknowledging that you are the defendant in this case, that you are aware of the conditions of release, that you promise to obey all conditions of release, to appear as directed, and to surrender for service of any sentence imposed, and that you're aware of the penalties and sanctions as set forth above in the document. Do you agree to all of that, sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, I'll tell you when you can sign. You can go ahead and sign. All right, then I will order you released after any processing. Anything further from the government?
No, Your Honor.
Anything further, Ms. Steenbach?
No, Your Honor.
All right, we're in recess. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, if you want to just stand up, he's going to...